Well, on Thursday evening after the Prime Bank Ice Cream Social, there was the unveiling of the new sesquicentennial mural, and I'm now being joined by that artist, and that's Mitchell Zink of, well, originally from Lamar's. I guess now you've moved out to California, but let's talk about the mural. It's really a great mural. I've been hearing a lot of good positive comments on it. It kind of really showcases all of Lamar's and all the different highlights of it. So let's start off with Mitch. Did you come up with the concept of this idea then?
Yeah, I was originally contacted back in January by the Lamar's Art Center looking for artists that would had ideas to paint a mural that could sort of celebrate the life and the community and the history of Lamar's in general. So I brainstormed a few ideas, and then I came across an old vintage postcard, travel postcard, and I thought, wow, that'd be a great idea to showcase everything that Lamar's has to offer in one picture.
Now, what are the dimensions of this mural?
It's 512 square feet, so it's about 32 feet long and 16 feet high.
Okay. Now, interestingly enough, you didn't actually paint it directly onto the wall, but you actually put it on, I'm guessing, plywood, and then pieced it together almost like a puzzle then.
Yes, that was quite a process. Fortunately, yeah, I was able to, the mural's made of 4x8 MOD board that we assembled previously in one of my family's machine shed. That way I didn't have to battle the elements, especially with this wet maid that we had. Otherwise, I would say it'd probably take another month that I would have been still at it painting.
And you were telling me you set this up in your dad's machine shed, as you just now said, but you also had scaffolding then in there. So
yeah.
What happened to your dad's machinery then?
We had to find a, temporary home for it, just a while the time being for the month. But I was very nice of them to give me some space. That way I was able to not be climbing up and down constantly to paint each part of each section little by little, but able to see from, stand away from it and see it as a general overview.
How long did it take you to paint this mural?
From initial concept idea to the renderings and to the, just presenting it and putting it up on the wall, it took about 2 months. Painting just in general, I would say it took about 4 to 6 weeks, depending on like the setting up the boards and stuff.
And you got a lot of intricate detail on this too, especially when you look up at the sites common to Lamar's that are in actually a part of your spelling of Lamar's, you know, like the courthouse there. That almost looks like a photograph instead of a painting.
Yes, that was definitely my goal, is just have someone, you know, stand there and just take everything in, and as if like they're going to each different point of interest in Lamar's, just standing in front of the mural. Yeah, I just wanted to get every little detail I could in each one.
Well, Mitch, let's talk about the, describe the mural. You actually kind of have it in two halves, the top half and the bottom half. Let's start with the top half with the spelling of Lamar's. Tell us what's the scenery that you've chosen for each letter.
Okay, and each letter has a different point of interest of Lamar's. In the first letter of Lamar's, L, I did the ice cream parlor, the newly renovated outside of it with the new ice cream benches. The second one, E, the letter E, I have Foster Park along with the statue of the trumpeter. The letter M is just a visual of the Plymouth County Fairgrounds.
With the round barn and the front gate.
Yes, front gate and also a Ferris wheel and the fireworks. And then in the letter A, I have the courthouse along with the American flag and the Iowa state flag. And then in the letter R, sort of pays homage to our history with the train stop and the train depot and a train. And then the final letter is sort of plays with our education, and also our museum has the old Central High School along with the logos of the Lamar's community and Lamar's Galen along with the old Westmar College.
Okay. And then on the bottom half, it looks like you've got a family on a bicycle ride on one of our trails.
Yes, I wanted to sort of make it having it welcoming people that are visiting Lamar's with, you know, the parks and recreation that we have around town, along with as if people driving into town sort of see the skyline and the horizon with, you can see it church steeple, the water tower, and like the wells, one of the wells buildings, along with the beautiful landscape that Lamar's, Iowa has to offer, and the beautiful sky that we can have on summer sunsets.
And Mitch, what kind of comments have you been receiving from the town folks here about your mural?
A lot of people are mostly speechless, but they love just all the different intricate details that each letter has of each point, and like all the shading and lighting that each one, it feels like they say it's as if you're going to each place in person.
Now, this is not your first one that has been placed up on the wall as part of the Alley Art projects here in Lamar's. Folks that drive by the old Sysmill gas station will see some of your work there as well.
Yes, I actually stopped by there today and talked to Tom. He says tons of people stop by from in town and out of town just to take pictures with it. He even mentioned someone brought in their old GTO, and I took a photograph in front of it for a magazine down in Omaha. So that's pretty exciting. And then, yeah, I also have another one behind Bad Habit Boutique. It's more of an abstract color collage with shapes and just a lot of different array of colors.
Okay. Which one are you the most proud of?
I would say this one, just because it celebrates such a vast history of Lamar's, and it just really brings out what everything has to offer. And it also challenged me not only painting realistically, but also how large it is too.
Okay. All right, and then will we be seeing other additional works from Mitch Zink in the future here on the walls of Lamar's buildings?
Oh, I hope so. Hopefully I get another opportunity. I always love giving back to the community as much as I can. That accents like all the talents I'm able to showcase. So, yeah, if I get another opportunity, I would love to paint something new that people would come to see. So.
Okay. Well, good deal, and obviously it's very impressive. I'm sure that there's going to be people throughout this week, of course, with our Sesquicentennial and Ice Cream Days, but long beyond past this, there'll be people that will come and admire this painting for years to come.
Yes, yes, it's a great honor to actually be chosen for such a great celebration, and I'm happy just to be able to share it with family, friends, and the whole community.